So here we are in lovely Lucarne with Grant Wallace, an artist originally from Scotland.
Originally from Scotland, that's
originally
right.
From Scotland. We're standing in front of a lovely log fire and I'm looking around me and seeing lots and lots of paintings as well as a bicycle hanging from the ceiling and all sorts of wonderful things. So you're an artist and you're a painter particularly, yeah?
Yes.
So tell us about your work.
People ask, how long have you been painting? Well, all my life. I started as a kid painting with poster paints and big brushes and doing snakes and stuff. And like a lot of people, I was very fortunate to have a good teacher when I was young. I had a teacher called Adam Robson. I've put stuff on Facebook about Adam Robson and I get a wonderful response because I'm not the only one who inspired.
Right. Okay. So when did you sort of start becoming an artist,
good.
As it were?
Well, we lived on Dartmoor before moving to France. And although I had had exhibitions and shows and stuff when I lived in Plymouth itself, it was once I met Teresa, my partner, and moved to Princetown that I had opportunities to get more involved with local shows at Meavey and Tavistock. And Dartmoor is quite a folky place, as I'm sure you imagine. So being an artist is quite normal. So where I was trying to get an exhibition space in Plymouth was like pushing uphill.
Yeah.
It was always, no, get a proper job. Being an artist in Dartmoor was great. Yeah, have you met so-and-so? Have you met so-and-so?
Right, right.
So I think that's when it felt more real. But coming to France, it's now my job title. A lot of things about Brittany remind us of Dartmoor and Devon and Scotland.
Yeah, sure.
And that's nice.
So you said that when you came to Brittany, it became your job, and that sort of painting became your job. How did that happen? How did you find that happen?
Well, two reasons. One, you sign up as a micro-entrepreneur, and it's literally the box you tick is artist auteur.
Yeah.
So for URSAF, whatever, I'm registered as an artist.
Yeah.
But also, actually, through the Marie here, I saw there's a lot of opportunity going to the local markets. I spent that kind of winter period setting up trestles and tables and stuff and getting ready to become a market stall holder.
Right. To sell your work.
To actively sell.
Yeah.
Because it's lovely creating art, but there was quite a lot of frustration, especially when I was in Plymouth, that I was producing stuff, but why?
Yeah.
I was really enjoying doing it, but you come to a bit of a buffer when, like, now I've got lots of stuff. And, sometimes it sells on Facebook or on Art Finder or Friends.
So how did you... So you started going to art fairs or...
No, I'm going to correct it. I signed up to do Carhe.
Right.
Which is a market.
Right,
I've talked to people recently about this. I started just doing a market and getting involved in the market association. So I didn't go directly to the art fair route. That came about more through word of mouth later.
Right, I see.
Because every Saturday, since March, I've been doing Carhe Market.
Right.
And just by being there, people come by and say, oh, by the way, the president of the Art Association of Wellgrat. Do you want to come and join us? Or have you heard of so-and-so? Have you heard of this market?
Yeah.
So I got in touch with the guys at Wellgrat, who I am currently preparing paintings to hang for another exhibition with them. I've also done two of the Artie Brez events in Carhe, in the alleyway up by the church. And I'm now signed up to do their Christmas markets.
So what? Christmas markets. How would you describe the style of art that you create?
You would look at my painting and know what it is of. I'm not an abstract artist. I do things that are representative and realistic. Sometimes with abstraction in it. I've done some bits recently, a little bit more Breton, Celtic. Although I've done a lot of animals and bird paintings since coming to Brittany, I do tend to jump around between subjects.
Right.
I'm looking around here at portraits, painting of a guy from Iron Maiden.
So when you do a market, which paintings tend to attract people, and which type of paintings do you sell most of? Is there a formula, or is it just people just catch something, catches their eye and they buy it?
It's more the latter.
And what about commissions? Have you done...
Yeah.
So how does that work?
Tends to be word of mouth. Lovely couple I met through Le Moustoir Market. he asked me to do a dragon for his wife for her birthday, which got me painting more fantasy, which I've now got four different fantasy paintings around me just now. So that was a commission. Oh, I've got a really good friend in Plymouth, and his sister has learning difficulties, and I know she is a great Harry Potter fan. So I did a kind of montage of Harry Potter images, and her best friend saw that and asked for a Harry Potter painting.
Okay.
And I thought, I don't really want to be sued by the Harry Potter estate. So I said, I can do something, but I'm not going to do Harry Potter. So do a dragon. Fantasy picture. Okay. And then she came back to me and asked for a wedding gift for her friend. So she wanted an Arthurian image, but with the friend's faces. So I did that for her. Yeah, so I've had some really quite interesting commissions this year. I've had about five.
So when's your next outing? I mean, bearing in mind this should go out in November's show. So what have you got coming up in November?
Actually, this coming week, on Thursday, I'm going to Wellgrat to set up a little show with the Wellgrat group.
Right.
We're exhibiting in a nursing home, but it's from October through to early December. There are lots of people visiting, their relatives, their family.
Yeah.
So I've got seven paintings lined up to go in there. Just putting attachments in the back to hang them easily. I've got three Christmas markets coming up November, December. One's in Plevan, one's in Carhaix, and one's Le Moustoir.
Great.
And maybe more to come.
Can people find you online?
My website, grantwallaceart.com. That's Wallace, A-C-E. I'm on Facebook under Grant Wallace.
We'll put those details on the website. Thank you very much, Grant. That's really useful. Thank you.